From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Coppernault.
I'm Don Marks.
And we're joined today by Stacy Sosinski of the Oklahoma City Zoo. Thank you for coming in. Stacy is in charge of all things scaly there.
Cool.
Herpetarium, Aquaticus, everything that I'm not touching. So Stacy is here. Tell us a little bit about what you guys have going on with your cuttlefish. I hear you have big news with the cuttlefish.
Yes. Well, we have had some exciting births lately in our aquarium department. We have a Pharaoh cuttlefish right now on display. If you've been out to the zoo lately, you've probably seen them. Right now, we are having babies hatch out every day. The females can lay up to 1,500 eggs. We don't believe we have that many in the exhibit. We think we have between about 50 and 100. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting. First for the zoo. We've never had baby cuttlefish, so as soon as they're big enough to put back on display, we'll get those out, and the visitors will be able to see them.
Now, I understand that cuttlefish will have babies and then kick the bucket.
Correct. Cuttlefish are related to octopus. They're in the cephalopod group, and one of the mottos that researchers use a lot for cephalopods is live fast, die young, because they have to put so much energy into producing so many eggs, they tend to die shortly after giving birth or laying eggs. So,
now, I have to confess, I was a little sad today when I realized that cuttlefish are spelled with a T and not a D. They're not actually for cuddling, are they?
No, although there are a lot of people that think they're cute. The word cuddle actually comes from possibly a German word that means pouch. And if you've ever seen them, they kind of look like a little pouch. They're kind of football shaped.
Oh.
So they're not technically fish. They're actually mollusks, and they're related to like clams and things like that.
Do they have shells?
They have internal shells. They don't have external shells.
So they're naked.
And the internal shells are called cuddle bones. And if anybody's ever had a pet bird, you've probably seen these cuddle bones in the pet shop. And they're these little white, kind of chalky-looking things that you put in your bird cages. And it's really pretty much pure calcium. And that's what they use those cuddle bones for.
Huh. Well, you're welcome, birds, for the cuttlefish. So what are some unique things about a cuttlefish? Like, what are some things that are maybe distinguish it from other kinds of, well, I guess not fish, but mollusks and octopi and all of that?
Well, cuttlefish are unusual, but also if you're talking about cephalopods in general, they're very unique animals. They are very intelligent. They're the most intelligent of all the invertebrates. They have a centralized nervous system like we do. Their eyesight is a lot like humans or specialized predators. So they're excellent predators.
What do they eat?
They will pretty much eat anything. They'll eat fish, mollusks,
Winnebagos,
shrimps. Yeah, anything that they can latch onto. Cuttlefish have 8 arms, but then they also have 2 specialized tentacles with suckers on the end to capture their prey. They will emit ink, just like octopus do, and this is a kind of a predator avoidance feature that they have. They can shoot ink out, and it distracts the predator, and then the cuttlefish can get away.
Cool.
And we've seen actually a couple of the babies actually try and do a little ink jet.
How big are the babies?
The babies right now are about the size of your pinky nail. They're very, very tiny. Very tiny.
How big do they get?
They will get, well, this species, the Pharaoh cuttlefish, can get up to about 16 inches.
Oh, wow.
And those are the males. The males tend to be a little bit larger than the females. Another unique thing about cuttlefish, which you see in octopus too, is they have the ability to change patterns and colors on their skin very rapidly.
Really?
They are very, very good camouflage artists, and they can do this by the chromatophores in their skin, much like chameleons. If anybody's ever seen a chameleon in a pet store, cuttlefish can actually do this, and they can do it within if they're placed on a completely separate patterned substrate or something like that. Within 2 seconds, they can pretty much mimic the pattern that they're placed on.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, so when can people expect to see the new tiny cuttlefish?
Well, they're actually they're hatching out in the exhibit now. Uh-huh. And then what we're doing is, as they hatch out, because it's in such a large exhibit right now, we have such huge filtration systems on there. What we're doing is we're gathering them up, placing them in a smaller tank where we can control the filtration, the flow, mm-hmm. and we can actually make sure everybody's eating. Mm-hmm. But probably, I would say, for the next 2 weeks, you'll still be able to see a few. Right now, they're the size of pea gravel, so they're without a keeper.
Hard to spot.
Yeah, they're kind of hard to spot with a naked eye.
So if you see somebody, you can ask.
Definitely.
To get them
definitely,
out.
Yeah. Where cool. There's always kind of a flurry of activity around that tank right now.
Yeah, before they head to the cuddle nursery.
Cuddle nursery, yes.
Next
about
is cuddle
how big?
ID.
Well, about how big before you put them back in?
The critical period is 2 weeks. Once we get them past that period, we can basically graduate them up to a larger food source. Right now, they're eating teeny tiny mysid shrimp. And once we get them past that kind of 2 week critical period, we'll be able to reevaluate, see how they're doing. It may be a month or so before we can get them back on exhibit just because of the size. It depends on how fast they grow. Like I said, this is the first time we've done this, so it's all new to us and we may have to modify, our setup. So
very cool. All right. So head out to Aquaticus, correct? That's
yes.
Where they are.
Aquaticus building.
At the Oklahoma City Zoo to check out the cute and cuddly cuttlefish. Excellent. Well, thank you, Stacy.
Thank you for having me.
And Dawn, we don't have tips today. We got something else.
We have a little bit of a local news to go for instead of tips today.
Uh-huh.
The Oklahoma City Cat Club is having its show.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, and it's this weekend. It's Saturday. Let's see, from 9 to 5 at the Dale Robertson Center. And that's in Yukon. It's at the corner of Main and Mustang Road, on the eastern edge. And price is $4 for adults and $2 for senior citizens and children 3 to 12. So, and I guess that there should be about 40 breeds. So if you are a cat lover and you want to go out and
cat
see...
Cat headquarters of the world.
Yes.
Saturday.
I think they're expecting quite a few entries. And this is, I think, their first time to have the show in Yukon. So they're wanting to make sure that people know where it is going to be this year. And I think we've spoken with these people in the past, and I think they have pretty good participation.
Yep.
And so people can learn a little bit more about some of the breeds and see some of the beautiful cats, because I know that a lot of those cats are very well taken care of and very beautiful. So anyway,
yes.
Saturday, September the 5th from 9 to 5.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Dawn.
You're
welcome.
Thanks
again, Stacy, for coming in. And thank you all for listening, and go out and take care of your pets.